103. God hath, through his tongue that uttereth the truth, testified in all his tablets to these words, I am he that liveth in the Abhar realm of glory. By the righteousness of God, he, from the heights of this sublime, this holy, this mighty and transcendent station, seeth all things, heareth all things, and is at this hour proclaiming, Blessed art thou, O Javvard, inasmuch as thou hast attained unto that which no man before thee hath attained. I swear by him who is the eternal truth, through thee the eyes of the inmates of the exalted paradise have been gladdened. The people, however, are utterly heedless. Were we to reveal thy station, the hearts of men would be sorely agitated, their footsteps would slip, the embodiments of vainglory would be dumbfounded, would fall down upon the ground, and would thrust the fingers of heedlessness into their ears, for fear of hearing. Grieve thou not over those that have busied themselves with the things of this world, and have forgotten the remembrance of God the Most Great. By him who is the eternal truth, the day is approaching when the wrathful anger of the Almighty will have taken hold of them. He verily is the omnipotent, the all-subduing, the most powerful. He shall cleanse the earth from the defilement of their corruption, and shall give it for an heritage unto such of his servants as are nigh unto him. Say, O people, dust fill your mouths, and ashes blind your eyes, for having bartered away the divine Joseph for the most paltry of prices. O, the misery that resteth upon you, ye that are far astray! Have ye imagined in your hearts that ye possess the power to outstrip him and his cause? Far from it. To this he himself, the all-powerful, the most exalted, the most great, doth testify. Soon shall the blasts of his chastisement beat upon you, and the dust of hell enshroud you. Those men who, having amassed the vanities and ornaments of the earth, have turned away disdainfully from God, these have lost both this world and the world to come. Ere long will God, with the hand of power, strip them of their possessions and divest them of the robe of his bounty. To this they themselves shall soon witness. Thou too shalt testify. Say, O people, let not this life and its deceits deceive you, for the world and all that is therein is held firmly in the grasp of his will. He bestoweth his favour on whom he willeth, and from whom he willeth he taketh it away. He doth whatsoever he chooseth. Had the world been of any worth in his sight, he surely would never have allowed his enemies to possess it, even to the extent of a grain of mustard seed. He hath, however, caused you to be entangled with its affairs, in return for what your hands have wrought in his cause. This indeed is a chastisement which ye of your own will have inflicted upon yourselves, could ye but perceive it. Are ye rejoicing in the things which, according to the estimate of God, are contemptible and worthless, things wherewith he proveth the hearts of the doubtful?